Number 14, that's Sharp, will get the tip, and the Lady Comets will get it to start things off here. Number 22, Cleary with the basketball. Cleary skips it across to number 34, Evan Montgomery, going to put up a three. It's good. Evan Montgomery getting things started off fast for the Lady Comets, and with 7:42 to go, they've got a 3-0 lead over the Bunker Lady Eagles. Bunker now on offense. Number 12, Belk with it here. Caitlin Belk gives it over to number 11. That is Sanders. Her three-point attempt no good. Pulled down, though, by number 24. That is Strange. And they'll stay down low, but we've got a walk. Travel called on the Bunker Lady Eagles. That'll be a turnover. And now Alton Lady Comet basketball. Back on offense, Montgomery with it here. Montgomery, 7:20 to play in the first quarter with the basketball. Montgomery gives it over to Smith. Smith now in the corner, number 23, that's Knox. Back over to Montgomery. Montgomery gives it over to Cleary. Cleary outside here, guarded by number 11, Sanders. And now stolen away by number 23, that's Quick. And now the Alton Lady Comets steal it right back. Give it up to Cleary. She puts up a three, shot no good. Pulled down by the Eagles. Back on offense now, number 1, Belk had it here. And now she's found by Lady Comet. See who they call that on. Call out on number 23, that is Mock, her first foul, and it will stay with the Eagles here. Kaylee Belk will pass in the basketball. They get it into number 12, Caitlin Belk. Appears to be her sister. Back over to her sister, Kaylee Belk, and now they'll let the ball roll out of bounds. It was off the hands last of the Alton Comets, and it will remain with the Eagles. Belk will pass in the basketball here, number 12. They skip it out to Sanders. Sanders, number 11. And near the top of the key, pass it down low to number 12, Caitlin Belk. Her shot up for two, and it's good. And it's 3-2 now with 6:38 to play in the first quarter. Montgomery with the basketball. Montgomery gives it over to Cleary. Stolen away by number 11, Belk. Or Sanders, excuse me. Sanders down low, gets it knocked out of bounds by Montgomery. Good effort by her, but it will stay with the Eagles. Got to get the basketball out of the stands. It's a pretty tight quarters here at Winona. And we're back on offense now with the Lady Eagles. Number 12, that's Belk with the basketball. Belk gives it over to Sanders. Her three-point attempt no good. Pulled down, though, for number 24, Strange. And now stolen away by Evan Montgomery. Back on offense, fast break, puts it down the floor, puts it up for two. Her shot no good. Pulled down, though, by number 20, Smith. Her shot no good, but she's fouled and will head to the free throw line. 6:10 to play in the first quarter. 3-2, our score. Smith at the line for two here. Call that foul on Kaylee Belk, her first foul. Smith's first shot up on the way. It's no good. She's got another one coming here. Can increase the lead to two. Second shot up on the way, and it's good. So a 4-2 ball game now. 6:10 to go in the first quarter. Back on offense with the Lady Eagles. And the Lady Comets have put on the press, and that bothers them Lady Eagles a little bit. Knocks the basketball out of bounds. Excuse me, and they're going to call a foul on Smith, her first foul, as she kind of bumped her out of bounds there. So basketball stays with the Eagles here. And number 13, that is Dickerson, will check in the ball game here, and she'll pass it in as well. They give it in to Caitlin Belk, number 12. She comes across the timeline, guarded by Evan Montgomery. And now they tried to give it over to number 11, Sanders, but almost stolen away by the Comets. They recover it, though. Eagles back on offense here. Dickerson with the basketball. Now it's stolen away by Cleary. Cleary will take it all the way to the basket. Her layup, no good, and pulled down by Dickerson. Dickerson and it looks like Montgomery fighting for it on the floor, and they'll call jump ball. That arrow favors the Eagles, so it'll stick with them. Good effort there by Montgomery to get on the floor for the basketball. And that ball stolen away on the inbound pass by number 20, Smith. Her layup no good as well. And number 12, that is Belk, gets the offense, or excuse me, the rebound. It'll head down the other end of the floor. And now we've got a foul called on the layup. Number 12, Caitlin Belk will head to the free throw line for two shots here. Evan Montgomery committed her first foul on that layup. And they've got a chance to tie up the ball game here. First one up on the way from Caitlin Belk is up and good. She's got the 3 points on the scoreboard for the Lady Eagles right now. Got another one coming here from Belk. Shot up on the way. It's good. Belk with 4 points tonight, and we're tied up at four with 5:29 to play in the first quarter. Back on offense with the Lady Comets. Montgomery with it. Montgomery gives it over to Cleary. Cleary guarded by Dickerson. Cleary gives it over to number 20, Smith. And now in the corner to Montgomery for three. Same place she hit it just a minute ago. And it puts them for two, or three, excuse me. 7-4 our score. 5-10 to play in the first quarter. And this backcourt press is really bothering the Lady Eagles from Bunker. And now he's got a timeout called by Bunker. Coach not happy with this team. 5:03 to play in the first quarter. Alton leads at 7-4. Back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for home sweet home. We're for condos, tutors, single wides, and studios. We're for ranches, houseboats, two stories or 20. Red cedar, bluebirds, white squirrels, black walnuts, whatever's out your back door, we're for that. We're for watching the sun rise over the Mississippi and set over the Missouri. We're for kicking off your heels in a high rise or hanging up your hat in the boot heel. And if you have a home in Missouri, we have a policy for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
So the Bunker Lady Eagles looking bothered by this full court press the Alton Lady Comets have put on here early. So with 5:03 to play in the first quarter, the timeout has broke. And we're back underway here in Winona. Belk with the basketball for the Lady Eagles. And now we've got a foul on Montgomery. She had the steal, but they're going to go ahead and call a foul on her. Looks like she kind of shoved her before she had the basketball. So that's Montgomery's second foul early in the first quarter. And we've got a sub coming in here for the Comets. Number 25, Gracie Warren, will enter the game for Montgomery. She'll hit the bench with two fouls. And again, the Lady Eagles back on offense now. Belk with the basketball. Belk gives it down low to number 24, Strange. Strange down low, tries to put up a shot, needs some help, and gives it back outside to number 15. That looks like that is LaPlante. And now stolen away by the Lady Comet. Back on offense here. Cleary will bring it up the floor. She'll take over the point guard duties with Montgomery on the bench. And she gives it over to Smith. Smith near the wing gives it back over to Montgomery. She's going to put up a three. It's good. Cleary for three. Impressive shot there by her. And the Alton Comets have jumped out to a six-point lead now, 10-4 with 4:19 to play in the first quarter. Back on offense now. And almost a steal by the Lady Comets. And they've got it. Down low trying to pass the ball, but she stole it away. And it touched the Lady Eagles last, so it will be Comet basketball. Again, 4:13 to play in our first quarter. Comet basketball again. And Cleary will bring it up the floor. Cleary calls out her play across the timeline. And looks, tried to give it down low to number 14, Sharp, but that pass is going to be intercepted by number 12, Belk. And she's going to take it all the way to the basket, but she traveled. Basket was good, but she traveled, and now that'll be a turnover on the Lady Eagles. Back on offense now, Cleary with the basketball. Cleary across the timeline, 3:54 to play in the first quarter. Cleary calls out her play, sets it up, and she gives it over to Smith. Smith back over to Cleary. Cleary near the top of the key, looking for somebody to give it to. She's going to put up a three. It's off the spring box, no good, and pulled down by Kaylee Belk, number one. She tried to pass it to her sister, Caitlin Belk, number 12, but it's going to go off her hands out of bounds and be another turnover on the Lady Eagles. Back on offense now with the Lady Comets. 3:35 to play in the first quarter. 10-4 our score. Still a six-point lead for the Comets. And Cleary going to pass it down low to number 14, Sharp. Sharp going to give it outside to number 20. Number 20, that's Smith. Her shot no good. Rebound pulled down by Maggie Warren. And her shot no good. Pulled down by the Lady Eagles. Back on offense now. Belk with the basketball. Belk shot no good. Pulled down by Maggie Warren. Warren for the Comets gives it up to Cleary. Cleary drives all the way to the basket, puts up a shot off the glass, no good. Pulled down by number 15 again. That's Maggie Warren. And they'll get it going again. Back outside to Cleary. Her shot for three, no good. And it'll go off the top of the backboard, and they'll call it out of bounds. 2:57 to play in our first quarter. 10-4 our score. Alton leads it by six. And we're back with the Lady Eagles on offense. And the Lady Comets have put on this full-court press again, really bothering this Lady Eagles offense. Number 12, Belk with the basketball. Belk tried to get it into number 13. Now that's Dickerson, but her pass is going to go out of bounds. They'll give it down low to Smith. Her shot up for two, and it's good off the turnover by the Lady Comets. And Smith has three now. 12-4 our score. Deflection out of bounds by Cleary. That'll keep it with the Lady Eagles. Good defensive play by her. But again, 12-4 our score. 2:35 to play in the first quarter. And number 15, LaPlante will check in here for number 12. No, that's number 13, Dickerson. And they'll set, excuse me, no, that is number 12. That's Belk. She'll check out. 2:30 to play in the first quarter. Lady Eagles on offense. Dickerson with the basketball. Dickerson looking for somebody to give it to. Gives it over to Sanders. Sanders gives it over to LaPlante. Back over to Belk now. Number 13, Dickerson. And number 24. That's Strange. Strange with the basketball here. Gives it over to Sanders. Sanders down low. Puts it up for two, and it's good. So finally a bucket here for the Lady Eagles. 12-6 now our score. 2 minutes to play in the first quarter. Comets back on offense. Smith with it here. Smith outside. Skips it across to number 25. That is Gracie Warren. Her shot up for two, or up for three. They call that a three-pointer. And it's good. 15-6 now. 1:46 to play in the first quarter. Lady Eagles back on offense. Number 11, Sanders, puts up a long three. Her shot no good. And back on offense now with the Lady Comets. And whenever they grab the ball, they got fouled. See, that's called on number 23 for the Lady Eagles. That is Quick, her first foul. 15-6 on our score. Comets in the lead. 1:35 to play in the first quarter. Cleary with it here. Cleary, near the logo and midfloor, gives it down low to number 15. Number 15, Maggie Warren, tries to give it over to number 23, Mock. Mock going to give it outside to Cleary. She puts up another three. It's off the spring box. No good. And now we've got a foul on the Alton Comets, and the basketball is headed the other way. Call a foul on number 23. That's Mock, her second foul in the first quarter. And the Eagles are back on offense now. And the Eagles will inbound the basketball. They'll give it up to Belk, number 12. Belk gives it over to Sanders. Sanders, number 11, back to Belk now. Belk across the timeline. Belk loses the basketball, almost stolen away by the Comets. She recovers it, though, by herself, and they give it down low to number 24, Strange. Strange gets it stolen away by Cleary. And now we're back on offense for this Lady Comet basketball team. Number 25, Gracie Warren, drives along the baseline, puts up a shot. Her shot no good. Pulled down by number 11 for the bunker, Lady Eagles. That's Sanders. And now we've got an out-of-bounds basketball. Tried to give it up to number 12, Caitlin Belk, but her pass was no good. Sailed out-of-bounds into the seats. And it will be a turnover on the Lady Eagles. Back on offense now, Cleary with it here. 48 seconds to go in the first quarter. Number 15, Maggie Warren with the basketball. Warren gives it over to Cleary. Puts up a three. It's off the rim. No good. Pulled down by number 12, Belk. Belk with 35 seconds to play. They might try to hold it for a last shot here. They give it over to Sanders. Sanders back over to Belk outside here. Belk going to skip it down low. Number 23. That is Quick. Her shot up. No good. Pulled down by number 11, though, for the Lady Eagles. Sanders, her put back. No good. And the Lady Comets will pull it down. 17 seconds to play. 14 seconds to go now. Number 20, Smith, going to give it outside to number, couldn't catch our number, number 15. That's Maggie Warren. Her three-point attempt, no good. 5 seconds to go on the other end of the floor. Belk with it, puts it up. Her shot, no good. And that'll be the end of our first quarter. Again, at the end of one, 15-6, our score. Alton Lady Comets lead it over the Bunker Lady Eagles in the semifinal round of the Big Springs Conference here in Winona. We'll take a timeout. Back with your second quarter in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Outfit your late-season adventure with a trip to Monty's Outdoors. Shop and save 20% off Under Armour and Smart Wool base layers. Save 40% off Columbia Omni Heat jackets and winter fleece. Save 40% off camo outerwear by Drake, Nomad, and Element Outdoor. And don't forget your boots. Muck and lacrosse boots, good for any season after many delays, are finally arriving daily. Add gloves, socks, and beanies, and you're all set for that late season adventure at Monty's Outdoors in West Plains.
One of the quickest ways to get quick cash when you need it most is to see Alton Gun and Pawn. They're located on West 160 across from Harps and Alton. They have a great selection of over 250 guns in stock, ammo, tools, electronics, and jewelry. You can buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. You can also bring your unwanted gold and silver and turn them into cash in your pocket in a matter of minutes. Buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. Call 417-778-6677.
And I want to say thanks to some of your Alton Lady Comet sponsors. That includes the Alton Bank, Monty's Outdoors, excuse me, in West Plains, and Farm Bureau Insurance, Zach Barton, and Alton and Sayre. Back on offense, Maggie Warren with the basketball puts up a layup. Her shot no good and pulled down by the Bunker Lady Eagles. And we're back on offense now. Sanders with it here. She skips it up to Belk. Belk near the wing back over to Sanders. Sanders gets her basketball poked away by number 23, Mock, and now she pushes it down the floor up to Smith. Her shot no good, but she's fouled and will head to the free throw line. 4-2 here. That's foul called on number 11, Sanders, her first foul of the game. And again, number 20, Smith, for the Alton Lady Comets back at the free throw line. 7:34 to play in the second quarter. Smith's first one up on the way, and it's good. She has four now, has a chance at five here. 7:34 again to play in the second quarter. Second shot up on the way, it's good. Smith now with 5 points. And the Lady Eagles back on offense here, struggling with this full court press put on by the Lady Comets, and we've got a steal. Dickerson gave up the ball to number 15, that is Maggie Warren. And now Cleary will set up the play. Cleary down low to number 14. That's sharp. Her shot up no good. Pulled down by number 10, Teff. And we've got a knock out of bounds deflection by the Lady Comets. It'll be back with the Lady Eagles. 7:15 to go in the second quarter. 17-6 our score. Back on offense again. Lady Eagles with it here after the deflection out of bounds by the Lady Comets. Dickerson with it here. Dickerson. Gives it over to number 12, Belk, Caitlin Belk. And she drives along the baseline, puts up a layup. Her shot no good, but she's fouled and will head to the free throw line. Number 12, Caitlin Belk, fouled on the play. And she'll head to the free throw line. Again, they call that foul on Sharp, number 14, her first foul. Belk's free throw up on the way, and it's good. She has five now. Number 11, Sanders, will check in for number 1, Kaylee Belk. And number 12, Caitlin Belk, sinks that second free throw. Six in the game now, leading all scorers over the Alton Lady Comets and the Lady Eagles. Back on offense, Cleary with the basketball. Cleary gives it over to number 25. That is Warren in the corner. Back over to Cleary now. Cleary drives inside, puts up a shot from the free throw line. That shot no good. And pulled down by Sanders. Sanders going to push it down the floor here. Don't give the Alton Lady Comets time to set up that full-court press. Now a three-pointer shot by Belk is no good. And we've got a foul called on the Lady Eagles after the rebound by the Lady Comets. That foul called on number 15, LaPlante. That's our first foul. And with 6:30 to go in the second quarter, back with the Alton Comets now. Cleary with the basketball, going to drive straight inside, put up a shot. It's no good. And it'll be saved by number 14. Sharp, but she actually stepped out of bounds. So it'll be a turnover here on the Lady Comets. And Sanders will pass in the ball. Sanders gives it into number 13. That is Dickerson. Dickerson will give it over to Sanders. She'll bring it up the floor. 6:15 to play in our second quarter. Belk with the basketball. Puts up a three. It'll rim out no good. And pulled down by Warren, number 25 for the Lady Comets. She gives it up to Cleary. Cleary across the timeline. Now she'll drive straight inside, put up a shot. It's blocked by number 11, Sanders, for the Lady Eagles, and now they're fighting for it. And it looks like Cleary comes out of there with it, puts up a free throw, or a layup. Her shot no good. Sharp pulled it back down, back up for two, and it's good. And Sharp with her first 2 points of the ballgame. 19-8 our score now. Lady Eagles back on offense. Number 10, that is Test, goes down low, puts up a shot, and it's good. Timeout called by the Lady Eagles. We'll take it with them. Back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
The Alton Quick Connection is a great place to go when you want some good food fast. Come in and check out their daily breakfast and lunch specials. Now serving American farm-raised catfish every day. Every Thursday from 11 to 8, three-piece catfish dinner, $10.99. Five-piece, $13.49. They also have upgraded with larger machines at the laundromat. For your convenience, remember 24-hour pay at the pump available. For fast, friendly service and great food, stop by the Quick Connection in Alton.
Banking with West Plains Bank and Trust Company is a slam dunk thanks to our full-service ATM located right in the heart of Comet Country. Customers in Alton and the surrounding area can easily get cash, check balances, and even make a deposit 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Look for the West Plains Bank and Trust Company ATM under the purple canopy at 306 Church Street in Alton. West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Every customer leaves a friend. Member FDIC.
And we're back here at the Winona High School in the semifinal girls round between the Alton Lady Comets and the Bunker Lady Eagles. 19-10 our score. Lady Comets lead it by 9. And we're back underway after the timeout called by Bunker. Cleary will bring the basketball up the floor here. 5:37 to play in the second quarter. Smith with it now. Smith going to skip it across to Cleary. Cleary thought about the three at the wing. And now that pass could be stolen away by number 23, Quick. Quick going to give it up to number 12, Belk. And now Belk will try to give it over to Dickerson. Dickerson will give it over to Strange, number 24. And now back over to number 12, Belk. Belk going to give it over to Sanders. She'll put up a three. Her shot no good. Pulled down, though, by number 24, Strange. Her mid-range jump shot no good. And let's see, number 15, LaPlante, pulls down the rebound, gives it outside to Belk for three. Her shot no good. And now we've got an over-the-back foul called on number 23. That is Quick, her second foul of the game. And the Alton Lady Comets get it right back. 19-10, 4:58 to play in the first half. Cleary will bring the basketball up the floor. Cleary gives it over to Smith. Smith needs some help here. He gives it over to number 25, Warren. Back outside to Cleary. Puts up a three. It's off the rim. No good. Pulled down by Warren, number 25, for the Lady Comets. Back over to Cleary now. Cleary just inside the three-point line. Tried to give it to number 14, Sharp, down low, but it's stolen away by number 24, Strange. Back up now to number 12, Bell. Kershaw up on the way. And they called a foul. Not sure if they'll count the bucket. And they will count the bucket. So number 12, Belk, head to the free throw line. And she's got a chance at an and one here. Shot up on the way. It's no good. Pulled down by the Lady Comets. They call that foul on number 25, Gracie Warren, her first foul. Back on offense here with Cleary. Cleary gives it over to Warren. She puts up a three, number 25. Her shot no good. Pulled down by number 15, LaPlante. LaPlante with it here. Will give it over to 12, Belk, and she will put it up the floor here. Belk gives it up to number 24, Strange. Her shot no good. Rolls out of bounds. And that'll be off the hands of the Lady Comets. Guess they called that a block. Back on offense now with the Lady Eagles. Number 11, that's Sanders with it here. Sanders gives it in the corner to Belk. Her three-point attempt no good. Pulled down by Gracie Warren, number 25. And now we're back on offense. Cleary with the basketball. Cleary gives it over to Smith, 3:57 to play in the first half. Back to Cleary now. Cleary from the free throw line puts up a shot. It's no good. She gets her own rebound, though, drives back to the basket. Her layup no good, and she's fouled on the play and will head to the free throw line. Foul called on number 12. That is Kaylin Belk, her first foul. And again, Cleary at the free throw line. Her first free throw up and good. Cleary with 4 points tonight. Got another free throw coming up here. Cleary second up on the way, and it's good too. Cleary with 5 now, 21-12. Our score, 3:48 before halftime. We're back on offense with the Lady Eagles. Belk, number 12, with the basketball for the Eagles. Gives it over to Sanders. Sanders with it here. Looking for somebody to give it to. Gives it to Belk. Belk thought about the three there from the right wing, but she doesn't do it. Gives it down low to Strange. Her shot put up no good. Strange will put it back up after getting her own rebound. And now let's see who comes out of the pack with it. Ball was on the floor. Comets come out of there with it. Cleary had a hand on it. Cleary gives it. Not sure where that was headed, actually, and she'll throw it out of bounds. It'll be off the hands of the Lady Comets, and it will be Eagle basketball. 3:20 to play in the second quarter, 21-12 our score. Sanders will bring the basketball up the floor. She comes across the timeline, gives it over to number 13. That is Dickerson. Dickerson tried to give it over to Belk. Belk was fouled there. It looks like they're going to call that on number 25, Gracie Warren. And that's who they call it on. Gracie Warren, second foul of the game, and that'll send number 24, Strange, to the free throw line. Strange has no points tonight. Got a chance to get on the scorebook here. Her first shot up on the way. It's good. And she gets her own rebound. Strange with her own rebound gives it up to number 11, Sanders. Sanders was trying to give it to her teammate, number 12, Belk. Deflected out of bounds by the Lady Comets. And the Eagles will re-inbound it here. Sanders will inbound it. Gives it up to number 24. That's Strange. Back over to Sanders. Sanders will skip it across to Dickerson. Down low to number 10. That is Teft, and now nearly stolen away by the Comets. Dickerson got it back, though. She puts up a shot. It's no good. Teft puts it back up for two. It's no good. And the Lady Comets will pull down the rebound here. Smith with it. 2:42 to play in the second quarter. 21-12 our score. Gives it over to Cleary. Cleary drives inside, puts up a shot. Her shot no good, but she's fouled. And we'll head back to the free throw line. Cleary will head to the free throw line. Cleary, pretty good game so far. She's had 5 points. First shot up on the way, and it's good. Cleary with six now, 22-12. Lady Comets lead it by 10. Call that foul on number 12. That is Belk, her second foul. One more here from Cleary. It's up on the way, and it's good. Cleary with seven now. She leads the Lady Comets on this side of the scorebook. And we're back on offense now with Bunker. Belk with the basketball, number 12. Belk sets up her play. As she drives inside, trying to put up a shot, stolen away by Cleary. Cleary's going to push it up the floor to number 20, Smith. Smith plants her feet, puts up a shot off the glass. It's good. Smith with seven now. 25-12, our score. And they tried to pass it down low. Belk tried to pass it down low to number 23. That was quick. Her pass stolen away by a Lady Comet. Couldn't get her number. And now they're fighting for the basketball. It looks like the Eagles will come out of there with it after it went out of bounds. Off the hands of the Alton Lady Comets. 25-12 again our score. Lady Comets lead it by 13. And we're under 2 minutes to play here in the second quarter. Belk going to give it in the corner to Sanders. Sanders back over to Belk. She's at the top of the key. Belk gives it over to number 10, Teft. Now over to Dickerson. Dickerson tries to give it over to number 15, LaPlante. And that'll go off her hands out of bounds. Turnover. So Lady Comets back on offense now with a minute 46 to play in our second quarter, 25-12 the score. Cleary with it here. Cleary will give it over to number 32. That's Laney Warren. And back over to Cleary now. Cleary going to put up a three from the distance. Shot no good. Pulled down by Taft. Or Teft, excuse me. Teft will give it over to number 12. That is Belk, and she'll bring it up the floor. Belk gives it over to number 15, LaPlante. It'll go off her hands out of bounds. Too high of a pass. It'll be a turnover on the Lady Eagles. 1:23 to play in the second quarter. Comets back on offense. Cleary will bring it up the floor. Cleary at the top of the key gives it over to Laney Warren, number 32. Warren gives it over to number 15, Maggie Warren. Her shot up no good down low. Tried to fight for the rebound, but it's off the hands of the Eagles. So it'll be Lady Comet basketball. Cleary will inbound it here. Cleary gives it outside to number 15, Maggie Warren. She puts up a three. That'll rim out. Shot no good. Pulled down by the Lady Eagles. Belk with it here. Belk across the timeline, under 1 minute to play. Belk drives right inside. Terrific play by Belk, number 12, and she puts it up for two, and it goes in. 25-14 now our score with 49 seconds to play in the second quarter. Warren, number 32, down low to number 14, Sharp. Her shot no good, but she was fouled, and will head to the free throw line. 44.5 seconds to play in the half. 25-14 our score. Number 14, Sharp, will head to the free throw line. Sharp with 2 points tonight. Her first one up on the way, and it's good. Sharp with three now. They call that foul on number 23 for the Lady Eagles, and that is her third foul. Sharp puts it up, and no good on the second free throw. Pulled down by Lady Comet. Two Comets had their hands on it for the rebound, and it will roll out of bounds off both of their hands, and it will be a turnover and be Lady Eagle basketball with 41.9 seconds to play. 26-14 again our score. LaPlante, number 15, will bring the basketball up the floor this time. Gives it over to Dickerson. Dickerson at the top of the key gives it over to Belk. Belk at the wing. Gives it over to LaPlante, number 15, at the top of the key. And now try to give it to number 13, Dickerson. And we've got a travel called on Dickerson. So with under 30 to play here in the second quarter, Comets will have the basketball. They may hold for a final shot here. They'll inbound it to Cleary. And it looks like they're going to run some clock. 21 seconds to play now in the first half. Cleary with it here. Gives it over to Smith. Smith near the wing on the left side of the floor. She gives it in the corner to Cleary. Cleary going to put up a three with 10 to go. Her shot no good. And it's pulled down by number 15. That is Maggie Warren. And then number 14, that is Sharp, grabbed the rebound, put it back up for two, and it went in. And she was fouled as well, so head to the free throw line. They call that foul on number 13. That's Dickerson, her first foul. And Sharp back at the free throw line now. That shot up on the way, and it's good. Sharp with 6 points now, and Lady Comets lead at 29-14 with 2 seconds to go here. And they'll let the clock run out. Number 15, LaPlante. Their coach not happy about that. He wanted a shot before the buzzer, but they don't get it. 29-14 to get our score at the end of the first half. We'll take a timeout. We're back with some halftime stats in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
When you're raising dairy calves for replacement heifers or dairy beef, a lifetime of good health, steady growth, solid development, and high production is established in the first hours after birth. Proper dairy calf nutrition begins with high-quality milk replacers. Kent Milk Replacers supply fortified nutrition from balanced vitamins, protein, and energy that young growing calves need. These easy mixing products come in a variety of formulas to get calves off to a strong start. Kent, quality animal nutrition that you can trust, guaranteed.
See Mills Feed in Alton, your Kent feed dealer.
Are you needing to make a major purchase? Maybe a large appliance? Maybe a new vehicle? Looking for a loan but not sure where to turn? Stop by and discuss your personal situation with Randall Combs, President and Loan Officer at the Alton Bank. The Alton Bank has a loan you're looking for at competitive rates. Alton Bank is a community hometown bank, and they understand the needs of the local residents. Alton Bank and their branch, Bank of Birch Tree, a bank worth changing for. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for road trips. We're for covering as much ground as possible on 2, 4, or 18 wheels. We're for drop tops, T-tops, classics, cruisers, pickup trucks, and dump trucks. We're for displaying Missouri plates like medals of pride. Have you ever hit a deer? Yep, we're for you too. We're for getting stuck behind a tractor on a two-lane highway. And if you're a Missouri driver, we have an auto policy for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
Outfit your late season adventure with a trip to Monty's Outdoors. Shop and save 20% off Under Armour and Smart Wool base layers. Save 40% off Columbia, Omni Heat jackets, and winter fleece. Save 40% off camo outerwear by Drake, Nomad, and Element Outdoor. And don't forget your boots. Muck and lacrosse boots, good for any season after many delays, are finally arriving daily. Add gloves, socks, and beanies, and you're all set for that late season adventure at Monty's Outdoors in West Plains.
And we're at halftime here between the Alton Lady Comets and the Bunker Lady Eagles. A pretty good game so far, 29-14 our score at the half. We're about 8 minutes away until we're set for this third quarter. I want to say thanks to your Alton Lady Comet sponsors for this year, helping you bring the ball game this afternoon. That includes the Alton Bank, Monty's Outdoors in West Plains, Farm Bureau Insurance, and Zach Barton and Alton and Sarah, Alton Quick Connection and Fuel Express, the Alton Auto Parts and Gun and Pawn, West Plains Bank and Trust Company, and Mills Feed in Alton. Your Alton Lady Comet sponsors helping you bring the ball game tonight on K-Country 95. So at the end of the first quarter, our score was 15-6. The Alton Lady Comets, of course, with the lead there by 9. And then at halftime, where we're at right now, 29-14 our score. Again, around 7 minutes away until we are set for the second half between the Alton Lady Comets and the Bunker Lady Eagles. We'll take a 2 minute timeout back with some halftime stats in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
One of the quickest ways to get quick cash when you need it most is to see Alton Gun and Pawn. They're located on West 160 across from Harps and Alton. They have a great selection of over 250 guns in stock, ammo, tools, electronics, and jewelry. You can buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. You can also bring your unwanted gold and silver and turn them into cash in your pocket in a matter of minutes. Buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. Call 417-778-6677.
Where's the best place to go in Alton when you're hungry? The Fuel Express. They have some great fuel for your body, like the best fresh pulled pork barbecue, brisket, and ribs in the area prepared in their own smoker. Or try their fish and chicken basket with potato wedges. Your one stop for conservation. Hunt Brothers Pizza, catering, and more. When your car or your body needs fuel, stop by the Fuel Express in Alton.
Banking with West Plains Bank and Trust Company is a slam dunk thanks to our full-service ATM located right in the heart of Comet Country. Customers in Alton and the surrounding area can easily get cash, check balances, and even make a deposit 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Look for the West Plains Bank and Trust Company ATM under the purple canopy at 306 Church Street in Alton. West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Every customer leaves a friend. Member FDIC.
When pasture is less than ideal, cattle body condition can decrease rapidly. Improve body condition by supplementing your forage with Kent Energy Lass, a free choice supplement that delivers a steady intake of vitamins, minerals, energy, and protein for your cattle in a convenient tub that works in any weather. Energy Lass is molasses-based, providing nutrients to help growing, developing, and breeding cattle perform on medium to low-quality forage. Kent, quality animal nutrition that you can trust, guaranteed.
See Mills Feed in Alton, your Kent feed dealer.
And we're back here at halftime between the Alton Lady Comets and the Bunker Lady Eagles. Taking a look at some halftime stats here for individuals. Number 12, Caitlin Belk with 10 points. Teft has 2, Sanders with 2. And that makes up the 14 points on that side of the scoreboard for the Lady Eagles from Bunker. On the other side of the scorebook, pretty professional performance by the Alton Lady Comets. Clarion Smith tied for 7. Sharp has 6. Gracie Warren with 3. And Evan Montgomery has 6. And that makes up the 29 on the other side of the scoreboard for the Alton Lady Comets. Again, 29-14 our score at halftime. We're at the Big Springs Conference here at the Winona High School. It's the semifinal round between the Comets and the Eagles. Now, the winner of this game advances to championship Saturday of the Big Springs Conference Tournament, again hosted at the Winona High School. We're going to take another timeout. We'll be back with your second half in just 3 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Are you needing to make a major purchase? Maybe a large appliance? Maybe a new vehicle? Looking for a loan but not sure where to turn? Stop by and discuss your personal situation with Casey Ellett, loan officer at Bank of Birch Tree. The Alton Bank has a loan you're looking for at competitive rates. Alton Bank is a community hometown bank, and they understand the needs of the local residents. Alton Bank and their branch, Bank of Birch Tree, a bank worth changing for. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for the people of Missouri. We're for kayakers, car dealers, grocery baggers, and mail carriers. We're for teachers, preachers, students, and singers. Armed service members, you bet we're for you. We're for people who shake your hand and say hello, not because they know you, but because they don't. We're for brewmasters, stockbrokers, beauty queens, and truck drivers. And don't worry, we're still for farmers, too. Whatever you do, if you're a Missourian, we're for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance Agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
Outfit your late season adventure with a trip to Monty's Outdoors. Shop and save 20% off Under Armour and Smart Wool base layers. Save 40% off Columbia, Omni Heat jackets, and winter fleece. Save 40% off camo outerwear by Drake, Nomad, and Element Outdoor. And don't forget your boots. Muck and lacrosse boots, good for any season after many delays, are finally arriving daily. Add gloves, socks, and beanies, and you're all set for that late season adventure at Monty's Outdoors in West Plains.
One of the quickest ways to get quick cash when you need it most is to see Alton Gun and Pawn. They're located on West 160 across from Harps and Alton. They have a great selection of over 250 guns in stock, ammo, tools, electronics, and jewelry. You can buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. You can also bring your unwanted gold and silver and turn them into cash in your pocket in a matter of minutes. Buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. Call 417-778-6677.
The Alton Quick Connection is a great place to go when you want some good food fast. Come in and check out their daily breakfast and lunch specials, now serving American farm-raised catfish every day. Every Thursday from 11 to 8, three-piece catfish dinner, $10.99, five-piece, $13.49. They also have upgraded with larger machines at the laundromat. For your convenience, remember, 24-hour pay at the pump available. For fast, friendly service and great food, stop by the Quick Connection in Alton.
To be successful in farming and ranching, you have to stay one step ahead. For instance, are you providing your cows the nutrition they need for next year's calf crop? Matching your cow's mineral needs to stage of production and time of year is critical to optimizing reproductive performance year-round. Kent Framework 365 Minerals has an option to fit your specific herd situation. Kent, quality animal nutrition that you can trust. Guaranteed.
See Mills Feed in Alton, your Kent feed dealer.
We're back here at halftime. Still about a minute to go here in the half between the Alton Lady Comets and the Bunker Lady Eagles. Again, your leading scorers on each side of the scorebook. Well, Cleary and Smith are tied for that position between the Comets. And on the other side, Caitlin Belk, number 12, has 10 points. So again, 29-14 our score here at halftime. The winner of this game will advance to the 4 p.m. championship game in the Big Springs Conference Tournament, and the loser of this one will head for the third-place game at 11:30 this afternoon. Or not this afternoon, excuse me, Saturday afternoon. Again, 30 seconds to go here, 29-14 our score. The boosters for the Alton Comets this year include the Cleary Funeral Home in Alton, Mammoth Spring and Sayre, and Simpson's True Value in Alton. 29-14, again, our score at halftime. Teams are meeting up with their respective sidelines. We'll step away for 30 seconds. We've got your second half in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Banking with West Plains Bank and Trust Company is a slam dunk thanks to our full-service ATM located right in the heart of Comet Country. Customers in Alton and the surrounding area can easily get cash, check balances, and even make a deposit 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Look for the West Plains Bank and Trust Company ATM under the purple canopy at 306 Church Street in Alton. West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Every customer leaves a friend. Member FDIC.
And we're back underway here, 7:55 to go in the third quarter now. And it's the Bunker Lady Eagles back on offense to start things off. Number 12, Caitlin Belk with the basketball. Belk will give it over to Sanders. Sanders will give it in the corner to Kaylee Belk, number one. Her three-point attempt no good and pulled down by number 23, Mock. Mock will give it up to Evan Montgomery to start things off. Montgomery across the timeline. 7:30 to play in the second quarter. Montgomery sets up her play, picks up her dribble, gives it to Cleary in the corner. Her pass down low, deflected and stolen by Belk. And we'll go back on offense now with the Lady Eagles. Belk with the basketball. She's guarded by Smith. He'll give it in the corner to number 11, Sanders, for three. Her shot no good. And it's pulled down by Smith for the Lady Comets. Smith drives all the way to the basket. Her shot blocked. It's rebounded, though, by number 14, Sharp. And they'll give it outside to Evan Montgomery. Yeah, that was Sharp that had it. And now Montgomery with it. Montgomery gives it over to Cleary. Cleary outside here gives it back to Montgomery. Now down low to number 23. That is Mock. And now she tried to give it over to Smith in the corner, but it went off her foot and rolled out of bounds. So it'll be another turnover on the Lady Comets. A slow start here for in the third quarter for the Lady Comets. Back on offense with the Lady Eagles. 6:43 to go in the third quarter. Sanders with the basketball. Sanders gives it over to Belk. Now over to number 24, Strange. Strange gets it stolen away by number 22, Avery Cleary. And now they'll push it down the floor. Cleary up to Evan Montgomery. Montgomery with it. Gives it over to Smith. Smith outside here picks up her dribble. Now in the corner to number 23, Mock for three. It's good. That's Mock's first point of the ball game, and it comes from behind the three-point line, and now they jump out to a 32-14 lead. Sound lead so far for the Lady Comets. Got to get something going on offense. Strange with the basketball here. Strange gives it up to Belk. Belk will drive to the basket, puts up a layup. It's no good. It rolled around on the rim for a good 3 or 4 seconds there, and the Alton Lady Comets rebounded here. Cleary with it. 5:52 to play in the third quarter. Cleary gives it to Montgomery. Back over to Cleary. She launches a three. It's good. Cleary outside here for three as the Lady Eagles call a timeout. 5:43 to play in the third quarter. 35-14 our score. We're back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Are you needing to make a major purchase? Maybe a large appliance? Maybe a new vehicle? Looking for a loan but not sure where to turn? Stop by and discuss your personal situation with Barbara Simpson, loan officer at the Alton Bank. The Alton Bank has a loan you're looking for at competitive rates. Alton Bank is a community hometown bank, and they understand the needs of the local residents. Alton Bank and their branch, Bank of Birch Tree, a bank worth changing for. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for the Missouri way of life. We're for worrying less about the what-ifs and more about the why-nots. We're for checking off your bucket list and then making a new one. For starting a family, a business, a tradition. And if you find yourself starting over, we're here for that too. We're for building a life in Missouri and then going out and living it. And when it comes to making sure everything you've built is protected, we're for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
With 5:43 to play in the third quarter, the Alton Lady Comets lead it over the Bunker Lady Eagles 35-14. The Eagles will start out after the timeout with the basketball here. Belt going to give it over to LaFlant. Back over to Belt now. Belt gives it in the corner to number 13. That's Dickerson. Her three-point attempt, no good, but it'll go off the hands of the Lady Comets out of bounds, and it will be Eagle basketball. And number 12, Belk will inbound it here. Belk skips it up to Sanders. Sanders outside, gives it back to Belk. Belk near the wing, outside, guarded by Clary. Gives it back over to Sanders. Sanders, guarded by Montgomery, gives it over to number 13, Dickerson. Back over to Sanders for three. It's up off the way, off the top of the rim, no good. Pulled down by Smith. Smith going to push it down the floor here. Smith gives it outside to number 23. That is Mock. Mock will drive inside. She loses her basketball, loses the dribble. And the Eagles come out of the pack with it. Belk with it here. Belk across the timeline gives it over to, gave it over to Sanders. Back over to Belk now. Belk way too high of a pass to number 15, LaPlante. It'll go off her hands out of bounds and be a turnover on the Lady Eagles. Comet basketball now. Montgomery with it. She will she got the inbound pass and she'll bring it up the floor. Across the timeline, setting up her play. 4:45 to play in the third quarter. They give it to Smith near the right wing at the other end of the floor from me. They give it outside to Clary. Clary will drive inside, mid-range jump shot, put up for two, and it's good. Avery Clary with 12 points tonight, and she's the Alton Lady Comets' leading scorer. 4:26 to play in the third quarter. They've got the second quarter up there on the clock. That throws me off every time I see it. Lady Eagles with the basketball. Steph with it here. Steph gives it up to Dickerson. Now over to Sanders. Sanders going to give it to Belt. Back to Dickerson. And now over to number 10, Steph. Steph gives it to Belt. Now over to LaPlante. LaPlante puts up a three. It's good. LaPlante with her first 3 points of the game. That makes it a 37-17 ball game with 3:58 to go in the third quarter. And number 20, Smith, with the basketball here for the Lady Comets. They skip it outside to Montgomery. She puts up a three. It's good. Evan Montgomery for three, and she's got nine now tonight. 3:42 to play in the third quarter. 40-17 our score. Number 15, that's LaPlante with it here. LaPlante will give it over to Dickerson. Now over to number 15, LaPlante. LaPlante will give it in the corner to number 11, Sanders for three. Her shot no good. Rebound pulled down by Sharp, and now up to Montgomery. Montgomery at the top of the key, going to drive inside, puts up a layup, shot no good, but she was fouled and will head to the free throw line. Referee calls that foul on number 15. That's LaPlante, her second foul of the game for the Lady Eagles. Team's first of the half, and that'll send Montgomery to the free throw line. Her first one up on the way, and it's no good. Montgomery's got one more coming here. Again, 40-17 our score. Second free throw up on the way, and it's no good either. Pulled down by LaPlante. LaPlante will bring it up the floor for the Lady Eagles. LaPlante across the timeline. Gives it over to Belk. Belk way outside here. Gives it back to LaPlante. LaPlante thought about the three, but she was picked up quickly by Evan Montgomery, who just stole the basketball. Montgomery on the other end of the floor puts up a layup off the rim, no good. Pulled down, though, by Smith. And back up for two, and it's good. Smith with her ninth point after that layup. 42-17 again, 2:55 to play in the third quarter. Belk with the basketball. She traveled, and it will be a turnover on the Lady Eagles. So the Lady Comets back on offense here. Number 23, that is Mock, will inbound the ball. Mock will give it into Montgomery. She will set up the play. 2:46 to play in the third quarter. 42-17 our score. Montgomery with it here at the top of the key. Montgomery gives it down low to number 15, Maggie Warren. Her layup no good, but pulled down by number 14, Sharp. She puts it back up for two, and it's good. Sharp with eight now. 44-17 our score. 2:26 to play in the third quarter. Number 15, LaPlante with the basketball. She's guarded by Montgomery. LaPlante gives it over to Belk. Belk gives it back to LaPlante. LaPlante back to Belk. Belk going to give it over to Dickerson. Now down low to Belk number one. And her layup will go in for two. Her first 2 points of the ball game tonight makes it a 44-19 ball game with 2 minutes to play in the third quarter. Back on offense now with the Lady Comets. Number 23, Mock will drive inside outside to Montgomery. She puts up a three. It rims out no good. And it's pulled down by LaPlante for the Lady Eagles. And we've got a knocked out of bounds basketball here by the Lady Eagles. And that will be a turnover. And it will be Comet basketball. Number 15, Maggie Warren will inbound the ball here. Up to Evan Montgomery with 1:42 to play in the third quarter. 44-19 our score. They give it over to Smith in the corner. Now across to Clary. Clary drives inside. Excuse me, that was number 23, Mock. Mock will give it down low to number 15, Maggie Warren. Her layup attempt no good. Number 23, Mock got the rebound, and she was fouled whenever she came down. Call it foul on number 15. That is LaPlante, her third foul of the game. Lady Comets back on offense here. Maggie Warren with it outside. Gives it to Montgomery in the corner for three. It's good. Evan Montgomery for three. She's had a terrific night. She's got 12 now. Number 15, LaPlante with the basketball. LaPlante at the top of the key here. Gives it over to number 13, Dickerson. Back over to LaPlante. LaPlante tries to drive inside. Falls down with the basketball there on the floor for it. Calls a jump ball. And that arrow favoring the Lady Comets. Number 15, Maggie Warren will inbound the basketball here. Warren gives it up to Montgomery. Under a minute to go now in the third quarter. 47-19 our score. Lady Comets lead it. And Montgomery going to take her sweet time coming down the floor. Montgomery gives it over to Maggie, or Gracie Warren, excuse me, number 25. Now they give it to number 15, Maggie Warren. Tries a three. Her shot no good. Sharp will pull down the rebound outside to Montgomery. Montgomery drives inside, stripped away by number one, Kaylee Belk, for the Lady Eagles. And now they'll slow things down. Sanders with the basketball. Gives it over to LaPlante. Now over to number 14. That is Sutton. Sutton's shot no good. Pulled down by Montgomery. She drives to the other end of the floor. Her layup no good. And it'll roll out of bounds off the hands of the Comets. And it will be Eagle basketball with 24.2 seconds to play now. Under 20 seconds to play now. Dickerson with the basketball. Dickerson. Gives it over to number 11, that's Sanders. Now over to number 14, Sutton. Sutton outside to Sanders for three. It rims out, no good. Pulled down by number 15, Maggie Warren. Up to number 34, Evan Montgomery. Montgomery with 4 seconds to play. Gives it over to Maggie Warren, or Gracie Warren. Her three-pointer to end the third quarter is up and good. And that gives her 6 points. Again, at the horn, Gracie Warren shoots a three, makes it. And that'll end our third quarter, 50-19 our score. We're going to take a one-minute timeout. Back with your fourth quarter on the Ecom Sports Network.
Outfit your late season adventure with a trip to Monty's Outdoors. Shop and save 20% off Under Armour and Smart Wool base layers. Save 40% off Columbia Omni Heat jackets and winter fleece. Save 40% off camo outerwear by Drake, Nomad, and Element Outdoor. And don't forget your boots. Muck and lacrosse boots, good for any season after many delays, are finally arriving daily. Add gloves, socks, and beanies, and you're all set for that late season adventure at Monty's Outdoors in West Plains.
One of the quickest ways to get quick cash when you need it most is to see Alton Gun and Pawn. They're located on West 160 across from Harps and Alton. They have a great selection of over 250 guns in stock, ammo, tools, electronics, and jewelry. You can buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. You can also bring your unwanted gold and silver and turn them into cash in your pocket in a matter of minutes. Buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. Call 417-778-6677.
And I want to say thanks to your Alton Comet boosters for this season. That includes the Clary Funeral Home in Alton, Mammoth Spring and Sarah Ann Simpson's True Value in Alton. Back on offense now, the Bunker Lady Eagles coming out of the break between the third and fourth quarters. They'll get things started. 50-19 our score. And we believe the game at 5:30 between the Alton Comets and Summersville will get underway on time, honestly. And now a drive inside by number 24. That's strange. Her shot up for two, and it's good. 50-21 now our score. Comets lead us. And Montgomery going to pass it over. Montgomery keeps the basketball here. 7:28 to play in the fourth quarter. Montgomery down low to number 23. That is Mock. Mock will give it outside to number 15, Maggie Warren. Now a three-point attempt by number 20, number 25. That is Warren, Gracie Warren. Her three-point attempt no good, but a rebound by number 14, Sharp. Her shot no good, but she will head to the free throw line after that foul. Sharp has eight tonight. She misses her first free throw. Got one more coming. That shot up on the way. It's good. Sharp's second free throw goes in, gives her nine on the evening. 7:12 to play now. 51-21 our score. They give it down low to number 24, Strange. And now it's stolen away by the Alton Lady Comets. Knocked off the leg of a Lady Eagle before it went out of bounds, and it will be Comet basketball. Mock to inbound it to Montgomery now. Montgomery across the timeline, 6:52 to play in the fourth quarter. They give it over to number 25. That's Gracie Warren. Now to number 23, Mock. Mock gets it taken away by number 24, Strange. And now they'll skip it across to number 13, Dickerson. She missed her pass, though, and that'll sail out of bounds into the bleachers. And it will be a turnover on the Lady Eagles. So back on offense now. Montgomery with it. 6:29 to play in the fourth quarter. 51-21 our score. Sharp with it here. Sharp gives it over to Warren, number 25. Back over to Montgomery. Montgomery at the top of the key. 6:17 to play. She gives it over to number 14. That's Sharp. And now down low to, I think, number 23. The whole squad of Lady Comets down there. We'll give it to Mock, and that's her fifth point. 53-21 again, our score. 6 minutes to play in the fourth quarter. And they try to throw it down low. Went right out of bounds. A turnover on the Lady Eagles. And we've got a running clock here. And we've got a whole group coming in here for the Lady Comets. We'll try to get their names as they come onto the floor. Number 21, I don't have her number. We'll check in. Number 4, don't have hers. Number 3, Steele. Number 32, that is Lainey Warren. And we'll try to get these numbers for you as the game progresses. Number 5, Reese. And now the Lady Eagles have a steal away from the Alton Lady Comets after a pass by Reese there. And number 12, that is Belk, led straight to the basket. Her layup no good. Pulled down by number 32. That is Lainey Warren with it here. Warren gives it in the corner to number 21. And now outside to number 22. That is Clary. Her shot no good. Number 32, pardon me. That is Lainey Warren. Her three-point attempt no good. And back on offense now with the Lady Eagles, 4:57 to play in the fourth quarter. Belk with it here. Belk gives it to Sanders. She puts up a three. Her shot no good. And it will be pulled down by number 21 for the Lady Comets. 21 comes across the timeline. She tried to get it up to number 32, Lainey Warren. Pass intended for it. It'll get knocked out of bounds by the Lady Eagles and remain with the Lady Comets. So number 21 will set up the play for the Alton Lady Comets. She gives it over to number 3. That's Steele. And Steele will give it back over to Lainey Warren. Warren gives it over to 21. Now down low to number 5, Reese. Reese over to number 4. And now a shot put up by number 32. Lainey Warren is up for 2, and it's good off the layup. And that gives them a 55-21 lead with 4:04 to play in the fourth quarter. Back on offense now with the Lady Eagles, number 15, that is LaPlante, puts up a three, and it is no good. 3:55 now in the fourth quarter to play, and the Comets are going to get the ball taken away from them by the Lady Eagles. Dickerson had it, and it was knocked out of bounds by Lady Comet there, but it will remain with the Lady Eagles. Back on offense now, number 11, Sanders with it. Sanders at the top of the key, gives it over to number 15. That's LaPlante. Gives it over to number 13. That is Dickerson. Her shot up for 2, and it's good. Dickerson with her first 2 points of the game. 3:24 to play in the fourth quarter. 55-23 our score. Steele with the basketball. Steele gives it over to Warren, number 32. Back over to number 3. That's Steele for 3. Her shot up no good and pulled down by the Lady Eagles. 3:08 to play in the fourth quarter now. Number 13, Dickerson with it here. Dickerson gives it to LaPlante in the corner and tried to give it back over to Dickerson, but it was stolen away by number 21. 21 drives to the basket, puts it up for two, and it's good. Again, we don't have her number. We'll try to get that for you. But number 21 drives it all the way down the floor, puts it up for two, and it goes in. 2:46 to play in the fourth quarter now. LaPlante with it here. LaPlante gets the ball stolen away by number 21 again. She's been active on the floor tonight. Number 5 up to Reese, and it will roll off the hands, out of bounds, off the hands of the Lady Comets, and it will be a turnover. .226 to play in the fourth quarter. Running clock again, 57-23 our score. And number 13, that is Dickerson. Dickerson gives it over to LaPlante. Now down low to Sutton. Number 14, her shot no good. Pulled down by Tess for the Eagles, and her shot no good either. Steele pulls down the rebound. Gives it up to number 21. 21 outside here. Gives it over to number 3. That's Steele. And back over to number 32, Warren. Warren going to give it outside to number 21. She popped a 3. It's no good. Pulled down here by number 4. And now they'll restart it on offense with a minute 50 to play. Number 21 with it. Back over to number 3. That is Steele. And now over to Reese, back outside of 21. Or excuse me, that's 32. Lainey Walters, Warren, excuse me. She drives straight up to the basket, puts it up for two, and it's good. 59-23 our score. We got a person checking in here. Number 44, Walters, will check in for number 32, Lainey Warren. 59-23, again, our score. Number 1, that is Kaylee Belt, tries to put up a 3-pointer. It's no good. Pulled down by Steele for the Lady Comets. Gives it up to 21. 21 will bring it across the timeline. Gives it in to Walters. Walters gives it over to Steele. Back over to Walters now. Walters gives it up to number 21. Number 21 over to Steele. Steele gives it down low to number 4. Off her hands, but it's going to be off the hands of the Eagles, actually, out of bounds, and it will be with the Lady Comets with a running clock, 47 seconds to go now. They give it outside to number 44, that's Walters, and it's taken away by number 15, that is LaPlante, and 35 seconds to go now. They give it down low to number 13. Number 13, Dickerson. She'll head to the free throw line. Clock continues to run. 25 seconds now as she heads to the free throw line. Dickerson with 2 points now. She's got 2 free throws here. First one up on the way. It's no good. She got one more coming here. Dickerson, second up on the way. It's good. Dickerson with 3. And that'll be the end of the ball game. Your final score, 59-24. The Alton Lady Comets win it over the Bunker Lady Eagles.